while Ardsdale Baptist Church brings you the Word of God with practicality and simplicity. As you listen to this message, we trust that it will equip and empower you to find and fulfill your purpose.
Good morning, church. It is always lovely to be amongst family. It is always lovely to see you. It is always lovely to know that I am with you. My tummy is filled with butterflies this morning. This passage that was just read for us remains one of the most accurate description of the relationship between Jesus Christ and his disciples. If you go through this passage, you will find that Jesus was actually addressing his disciples in much the same way as he's addressing us today. He uses one of the most familiar images amongst them at that time, that of the vine and its branches. Fruit, we have learned from the synopsis, is one of the main themes of the Bible, and we are created by God to be fruit bearers. Recently, me and my family went to Ghana, and when we came back, there is a plant that sits on the piano in my house. Not that I play piano, I don't know how to play any of it. But at some time, my children said that they wanted to play, so you know, we got them a piano, but none of them learned it. And it's now like a white elephant in the house. There is this plant that sits on this piano. And when we came back from Ghana, it was all drooling. All the branches had fallen. It was as if the plant was going to die. And all we did was we just gave it some water, and in no time all the leaves stood up again as if it was a new plant. In a sense, that is what Jesus Christ is portraying to us all, that we need to be fed. We need to have a connection. We need to abide in him. There is this story of a missionary who went into one of the most remote parts of Africa. And he had a generator to give his church and his mansion light. It did happen that some people from one of the outlying villages came to visit him. And when they went into his house, this missionary switched on the light, and boom, there was light in the room. Come and see how bewildered these natives from the outliners were. They looked in astonishment at the bulb. And when it was over and they were going, one of them asked if he could have one of the bulbs, thinking that, you know, he needed it, you know, as something maybe to play with, or as a souvenir, or as a trinket, or whatever. He gave him one of his bulbs. But after some time, later on, this missionary visited this outlying village. And he went into the heart of the man who has asked for this bulb. To his surprise, there was a piece of string hanging from the ceiling with a bulb tied on it. You may laugh at this, but the native did not know that for the bulb to light, it needed electricity. It needed a source of power. And that source of power had to be carried to the bulb through the wires. We may share an understanding smile at the innocence of this native, but we may not be any better. Jesus tells the story of the importance of our connection to the true vine, our source of life. Our Lord uses the analogy of the vineyard, the vine, and the branches, just as the electricity provides power that is necessary for the bulb to light. So it is that we, the branches, will have to remain in the vine. Thank you. Jesus is the vine. God the Father is the vine grower. And believers are the branches. As branches, we are spiritually alive, yet we can only grow if we are connected to Jesus, the true vine. Our gospel reading for today has three primary messages that I found. There could be more, but I found three messages that I thought I would want to share with you. Pruning, fruit bearing, and abiding. I find it strange and surprising that the message actually starts with pruning. If you are going to talk about fruits, I was expecting it to start with the branches. Because if you are going to prune, it is the branches that you are going to prune. But here we are, pruning. It is so interesting. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will even bear more fruit. Vines left to themselves will sprawl in every direction and produce a canopy of leaves and shoots and branches. Unless the canopy is controlled, the vine will not yield much. Every branch that bears fruit, we hear our Lord prunes to make it bear much more fruit. I don't have any experience with grapevines, but I have come to know that some of the branches on the vine look so good, green, luscious, but they will not develop to bear fruits. It is these branches that the vine dresser cuts away. They are shoots that will only sap the vine of the wonderful nutrients that will produce fruits. Jesus was concerned that his disciples might face the same problem of not being fruitful. There are a lot of suckers in the average Christian life. Things that may be beautiful for us in and of themselves are wonderful. but things that ultimately suck our spiritual vitality. Work and leisure are the greatest among these. Our jobs and our hobbies often crowd Jesus to the margin. They consume so much of our energy that we often have very little time for church. Let there be a church activity. Oh, I have to be at work. Oh, I have to be at the gym today. Oh, I am programmed to be in a chess competition. Oh, I have to be playing football. I am the goalkeeper, and if I don't go, the team can't function. We realize that our work and our leisure take so much of our time that we hardly have any time for church. If we are going to be fruitful, if we are going to be true Christians, we need to be pruned. As good as these things are, they sap us. And for us to be fruitful, we need somebody to prune us. We need to acknowledge ourselves that we are being let down by these. It is then that we can begin to change. Sometimes the pruning that is going to happen in our lives may be so painful. Sometimes the pruning will be taking away some of the good branches. But this needs to be done so that the vine, the branches, will produce more fruits. Pruning is not just spiritual surgery. It is not just the removal of what is dead. It can also be the cutting away of the good and the better so that we can become the best. We need to be pruned. You see, in this passage, what Jesus is really interested in is fruit bearing. That we should bear fruit. That we should bear more fruit. So that is the core of the message for us. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit. And because you are my disciples, I am telling you this, that you abide in me so that you can produce more fruit. We are called to bear fruit for Christ. We are called to be of Christian character, of Christian conduct, and to lead people to Christ. Our fruit is leading people to Christ. Galatians 5:22-23 tells us the fruit of the Spirit. It is interesting to realize here that it is talking about the fruit, not the fruits of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit that Christ gives us is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are the qualities of Christ-like character. We are called to bear fruits of Christian character. And the fruits of Christian conduct. Colossians 1:10-11 says, we are supposed to lead lives. We are supposed to lead lives worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him as we bear fruit in every good work. Christian character produces Christian conduct. And if we remain in Christ, we will be changed into His image. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says this, and Matthew tells us that, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and glorify your Father which is in heaven. The fruit that the Lord wants from you and from me is that we touch souls and that glorifies Him. Remember that branches do not eat their own fruit. It is for others to enjoy. It is to let the fruit you produce be enjoyed by others. By letting them taste the joy that knowing Christ brings. We are not producing fruits to please ourselves. It is produced to give to and to serve others. That is what God expects from us. He wants us to be fruit bearers. But we can only do that if we are connected to Jesus Christ, who is the true vine. I am the vine and you are the branches. If any remain in me and I remain in them, they produce much fruit. But without me, you can do nothing. Without me, you can do nothing. Abiding is the secret to bearing. Abiding in Christ is the secret to bearing fruit for Christ. As we abide in Christ, we receive God's help. We are fed, lifted, and pruned so that we can produce the fruit of Christian character, Christian conduct, and Christian converts. It means that we must be connected to Christ as a branch is connected to the vine, and we must continue to cultivate that close connection each and every day. This connection is achieved through the Word of God, through personal prayer, and through Christian fellowship. We cultivate our connection with Christ through the Word of God. John 15:7 tells us, if you abide in me, and my word abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. There is a clear connection here between abiding in Christ and abiding in His word. As you fill your mind with the word, you will notice that you are being changed from day to day. You are being transformed into the image of Christ. You will develop Christian character and Christian conduct if you stick and read the Word of God. Are you spending your time with the Word of God? Are you spending every day looking at the Scriptures, reading and taking something out of it? If not, then the words of the world will fail you, and you will be leading a worldly life. If you delve into Scriptures, you would find yourself getting closer and closer to Christ all the time. The Word of God, the Word of God, let it be so richly embedded in you. That is what is going to help you to be stuck in the vine. If you abide in Christ, you have to abide in the Word. And then you have to abide also in prayer. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish. Ask, pray for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. There is a clear connection here between praying to Christ, abiding in Christ, and bearing fruits. I am talking about a prayer that focuses on bearing fruit for the glory of God. The prayer that seeks the will of the Father. As you pray, He unveils things to you. As you pray, you find yourself drawing closer and closer to Him. As you pray, you find that your life will have a turnaround. You will never be the same again. As you pray, you find that God is with you in all that you do. Finally, we are asked to abide in Christ. Abiding in Christ means that you will fellowship with one another. Verse 8 of our passage makes it very clear for us. You should produce much fruit and show that you are my followers. It did not say you are my follower. Followers. Show that you are my followers, which brings glory to my Father. We best bear fruit when we are part of a loving community of fellow Christians who are studying together, praying together, loving one another, and engaging each other to bear fruit that will last. Do you belong to a group like that? Ask a fellow believer to meet with you regularly so that you can pray together, so that you can study the Bible together, so that you can encourage one another, so that you can sharpen one another. It is the secret to how fresh your fruit can be. Are you part of the vine? Have you been grafted into Christ by baptism and made His own? Are you bearing the fruit of Christian character, Christian conduct? or you are a barren branch destined to be thrown in the fire. God wants to feed you. God wants to lift you and prune you so that you can bear fruit for His glory. And you can if you abide in Christ through His word, through fellowship and prayer. That's all you have to do, because without Him, you can do nothing. I am the true vine, and you are the branches. Our Father, the gardener, cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that bears fruit, He prunes so that it can bear more fruit. So you see, in this passage, it is fruit bearing that Christ is talking about. Are you bearing any fruit? How fresh is your fruit? I just want to pause a moment and give you time to reflect on your relationship with Jesus Christ. Are you grafted in Him? Do you draw from Him? Our Father loves you. He doesn't want you to go astray. He wants to pick you up. He wants to prune you. He wants to dress you up. You know, the vine tree is one of the most difficult plants to care for. It needs expert hands. A vine tree left on its own will produce so many branches that are useless, that will bear no fruit. But a vine dresser knows which is going to bear fruit. So he'll go and prune them. Brothers and sisters, pruning is a painful exercise, but you need it, and I need it, if there is going to be a turnaround in our lives. I am the true vine. You will have to be stuck in me so that you can have fresh fruit. The fruit that the Lord is talking about is the fruit that you are exhibiting in this world. You are the light and salt of this world. Let your life so shine that people will glorify my Father who is in heaven. Shine in your life. It's dwelling in the Father, being close to Jesus Christ, drawing from Him. You have to do nothing. All that Christ is asking you to do in this passage is that you abide in Him. Be a branch that draws its nutrients from the vine. Otherwise, you will be a dead branch, and you will be destined for the fire. Otherwise, you'll be a branch that looks so good, so colorful, but bears no fruit. Let our Lord prune you. Let our Lord lift you up. Let the vine dresser take care of you if you will be stuck in Him.
We trust that you've been blessed and believe that this message has brought you greater understanding. For more information, or to follow up on what you've heard in this message, visit us on www.phbc.org.uk. God bless you.